UT President wrapping up the first year. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Yeah, it's been a great year. I mean, it's been exciting. It's been moments where you're wondering if you can keep up with the schedule, but we've handled it real well, and it's been lots of fun. I mean, it's a privilege, honor, and joy to serve as the UT President.
University of Tennessee President Dr. Joe DiPietro speaking with us recently as he attended the Tennessee Farm Bureau Convention. He settled into the office as president nearly a year ago after having served for many years as chancellor of UT's Institute of Agriculture. And despite the many challenges, he feels confident about the future.
The future for the University of Tennessee is really bright right now. You know, we've got our team put together. I think we've built a lot of camaraderie in the last year that I've got people on board or on the bus that want to move us ahead, who understand that this is a great land-grant institution who does three things. You know, we do education, we do discovery and research, and we do outreach that help people all across the state. So it's a bright time for UT.
Dr. Joe DiPietro does have his team in place to lead the university and says if they can pull through the economic downturn, in fact, better times await for the entire UT system.
I think we're probably in for another tight year this year, and I see real good signs that things are getting better when you look at the state's revenue projections versus what the actuals are. We've had some real positive months of late, the last four or five at least. So I think there's some hope now. And I think in higher education, we've had to prepare for a 5% budget reduction. But as I said in my budget hearing with the governor and his staff, I hope that doesn't come true. I mean, we've been through a lot. We've downsized some 20% on average. And, you know, we could really use a break this year.
Dr. DiPietro says he's excited about the potential at the university, especially at the Institute of Ag, and he's hopeful the Tennessee Higher Education Commission will honor their request to increase their budget for programs like Extension, the Experiment Station, and Vet Medicine. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.